KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 65 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today with a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms through this morning at a high around 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Creston last night arrested 21-year-old Logan Haug. The Creston man was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for violation of probation. Haug's bond was set at $5,000. Police in Red Oak Wednesday afternoon were called to the Fairway store there to review video for a theft that took place on July 30th. While reviewing the video, it was noticed that the suspect in that incident just happened to be in the store. 23-year-old Amanda Kathleen Lunsford of Red Oak was placed under arrest for theft in the fifth degree since the items she allegedly stole were valued at under $200. Lunsford was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. The Attorney General has filed a second lawsuit alleging price gouging law during the COVID-19 pandemic. Attorney General Tom Miller accuses Brenda K. Notaboom of Orange City of selling more than 320 items on eBay at excessive prices for a two-week period in mid to late March 2020. The items included toilet paper, paper towels, disinfecting and sanitizing products, and other items. The AG's office has Notaboom made more than $5,500 from the sales. Brenda Notaboom is the sister of Michael Evan Notaboom, who was sued by Miller on April 26th for allegedly charging excessive prices on more than 250 items. Michael Notaboom denies that he violated the price gouging law. Well, as drought conditions worsen in western Iowa and spread eastward, it's raising concerns about crop production and the quality of the fall harvest. Mark Licht, a cropping system specialist at Iowa State University, says while the dry area is expanding, it remains a lesser part of Iowa's overall ag production.
In the grand scheme of things, this is a smaller area. If we go back and we think about 2018, that was a relatively small area in southeast Iowa, stretching into a little bit of central Iowa. So this is a little bit larger than 2018, but not nearly as large of an area as 2012.
Licht predicts the autumn harvest will be hurt by the summer heat wave and continuing dry spell.
It will definitely drop yields in the West Central Crop Reporting District. It may affect yields slightly in the Central Iowa Crop Reporting District, but you have to keep in mind that there are parts of the state, eastern Iowa, that look really good right now.
While some farmers are being significantly impacted, Licht says the drought area isn't big enough to have much of an impact on the overall commodity prices.
Even with the dry conditions worsening in areas, they may be able to offset some of this. So I'll say it's a little bit hard to predict that, especially as we're just on the front half of the grain filling period right now.
Licht made his comments during an ISU webinar on weather and drought problems. Should be noticed that the latest Iowa Drought Conditions Index that was released just a couple of days ago and is valid for beginning today shows that portions of west central Iowa are in extreme drought, and that extends from around the Audubon County area, also portions of a good chunk of Guthrie County, into northern Cass County, and counties off to the further north, and including other portions of western and central Iowa, while the other counties that surround those that are in the extreme drought are in a severe drought or moderate drought condition. Well, the Atlantic City Council held a regularly scheduled session Wednesday evening at City Hall, and during their meeting, the council approved an order to close the alley behind the Fireside Lounge on August 29th from 8 a.m. to midnight for a street dance. They approved by a vote of 4-3 a request from the owners of Atlas Cinemas on West 5th Street in Atlantic to place a Pepsi vending machine on the sidewalk abutting their property. City Councilman Gerald Brink wasn't too thrilled with the brand that is being placed on the sidewalk in what's known as the Coca-Cola capital of Iowa.
We're a Coca-Cola community, two doors down or whatever. There's a Coca-Cola machine right outside there in front. Now he wants to put a Pepsi machine there. I don't know whether that's...
I don't think you can turn it down because of brand preference.
Well, I'm sure not, because no. I'm just stating my opinion.
I think she probably still change her mind if she wants to.
Councilman Pat McCurdy said he was in favor of helping the local business owners of the theater.
They stepped up and bought that theater. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm coming from.
Is it necessary, though?
That I can't answer, but well, I'm in favor to help them how I can.
The owner spent a considerable amount of money renovating the theater since its purchase late last year. In other business, the Atlantic City Council held a public hearing on the sale of a vacated Linda Drive right-of-way to a nearby resident for just a dollar. There was only one comment, and it came by email. The person expressed concern about the price of the lot, but since they did not sign their name, there was no further discussion, and the sale was approved. The council agreed to forward to the Planning and Zoning Commission a matter concerning the partial vacating of a right-of-way between Hemlock and Sycamore Streets, south of East 18th. The Atlantic City Council approved the third and final readings of three ordinances and the first reading of an ordinance pertaining to persons residing on land in residential neighborhoods when there is no proper home and or working plumbing yet still being occupied. The council waived the second and third readings and approved the ordinance as amended. It allows authorities to deal with persons who live on property without a proper home, functional plumbing, and utilities. Such lots have become an eyesore, according to city officials and neighbors. The police department and code enforcement department will not have the power to resolve such issues beginning this weekend. In other business, the council set 5:30 p.m. August 22nd as the date and time for a work session on the standards, building, and property codes for Atlantic. And City Administrator John Lund said in his report that the Planning and Zoning Commission will meet next week and discuss a commercial addition for Aiken Building Center and zoning ordinance changes. He said a work session next week will seek to make sure all the issues with regard to policy development points are addressed, and that on the 18th there will be a department head meeting to discuss the budget, which Lund says there will be major changes on moving forward.
Also, or a week from next Tuesday, we'll have a big department head meeting. We'll be talking about budget stuff. I'm preparing for some major changes moving forward on how we do the budgeting. I'm preparing that outside of union wages that we'll be doing zero budget growth for FY 2022. And I'm going to have to work out with department heads how that's all going to flow. Government really needs to operate more like a business, and you need to be bringing in money to pay for the stuff you want to grow and expand.
He says the property taxes will be affected by what Lund predicts is a very minimal economic growth. Right now, though, the situation remains fluid with regard to any economic benefit the city will get from federal aid for pandemic relief. On Tuesday, you may recall Governor Reynolds said she set aside $60 million in federal aid for eligible Iowa cities and $40 million for counties to cover pandemic-related expenses. That may include payroll costs for public health and public safety personnel, emergency staffing, and overtime medical transportation. An additional $25 million in federal funds will be available for local governments to use as matching money for FEMA grants. John Lund said Atlantic has about $12,000 in pandemic-related expenses. In an update to our report on Monday, officials with Offutt Air Force Base in Bellevue, Nebraska, released a little more information yesterday with regard to an accident that took place early Sunday morning in Mills County. 21-year-old senior airman Nicholas David Johnson of Union, New Jersey, and 21-year-old Olivia Hope Johnson died at the scene of that crash. State Patrol had said earlier the accident happened around 4:50 a.m. Sunday when the car Nicholas Johnson was driving went off the road as it was traveling west on Bungie Avenue. The vehicle entered the north ditch, vaulted across Alice Road, and struck a tree before coming to rest on its top. Olivia Johnson had her seatbelt on, but Nicholas Johnson did not. Officials from Offutt did not say how or whether the two were related. Sheriff's officials in Mills County report the arrest Tuesday evening of a Glenwood woman. 35-year-old Robin Lee Salmon was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Her bond was set at $25,000. Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a woman from Missouri had been arrested Wednesday on a Page County warrant. 31-year-old Brandy Rochelle Baker of Jamesport, Missouri, was taken into custody on the warrant for failure to appear for sentencing on original charges of theft in the second degree and four counts of forgery. Baker was arrested at the Atchison County, Missouri jail and transported to the Page County jail, where she was being held on a $10,000 bond pending further court proceedings. Sheriff's deputies in Page County on Tuesday arrested 23-year-old Jacob Aaron Leon John Eskew of Clarinda. He was taken into custody on a Page County warrant for failure to appear for a revocation and probation hearing in violation of probation. Eskew was arrested at the Page County jail and was held on a $2,000 cash-only bond pending further court proceedings. And 41-year-old Lorenzo Lawson of Shenandoah was arrested Tuesday on a Page County warrant for violation of a no-contact or protective order, contempt of court, and violation of probation. Lawson was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail and transported to Page County, where he was being held on $2,000 bond pending further court proceedings. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.